Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, happy September. It is the first day of September, and I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit. I pray that you are loved and that all is well in your part of the world. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 3 and 4. They will be called oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord to glorify himself. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore formerly deserted places. They will renew ruined cities, places deserted in generations past. 61, 3, and 4. Throughout the scripture, you'll see oaks, trees, things where the scripture is speaking to a people as a tree, a solid tree, a tree that stands firm. And in this particular scripture, it's speaking on oaks of righteousness planted by the Lord to glorify himself. This morning, who are you planted to rebuild, to restore, to renew places that have been deserted in generations past? What has been deserted in your family? What has been deserted in your bloodline? What is God calling you to do today to be the change that needs to happen in your family, in the culture where you are, in the city where you are? This scripture is calling out and saying, prophesying in generations past. So when you look back and you see things that need change that haven't been happening for years and years and years, or you see a component where you can fit in, be bold today and take that step. Know that you're planted and be the oak that you're called to be, the strength that you're called to be, the change that's called to renew and rebuild deserted places. And deserted places, the spirit of Katrina, 10-year anniversary, we can look at just the city, the Night Walk in particular, and other areas, St. Bernard Parish, it's the east. We can look at those areas of Brandon Wall and look at that and say, oh, those places are still in ruins after Katrina. They're still deserted. But then if you go deeper and dig into the heart of the matter, and had a little pause, a little disconnect. That was powerful. Again, prior to, there were people who were complacent, who didn't know their value or their worth or their purpose in life. And still today, there are people still carrying on these generational curses of not wanting to work, of children coming into the family to just be brought into the family for babysitting purposes, for company, and no one is improving. No one is really generational curses of woe is me. So many different things that is going on in the city and cities around the country, that someone needs to be bold in their community and speak to those lives. Don't sit in the corner or get on the phone and talk about it with your friends, relatives, but encourage them and give them examples of what purpose looks like. Because sometimes we don't have that. We don't know what to look at. And we definitely can't look at what's on the TV. So today, if you can be an encouragement to someone, if you can be the change that this scripture is speaking on, I ask you to boldly take that leap of faith and be who you're called to be. Be planted, stand firm, and watch God work in your life. Father God, I thank you for waking us up today. I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. I thank you for your breath of fresh air, Lord God, that's sold into our hearts and our minds and our souls, Lord God. I pray that your breath would stir up, Lord God, greatness, Lord God, in us. Lord God, so many are not here. They're passing. Their lives are being taken away. But you have allowed us to still be here. Lord God, I pray that in our presence that we will live our fullest potential and purpose to please you and glorify your name, just as the scripture says, to please your heart and your spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want to frustrate your spirit by just being complacent in our lives. We want more of you. Perform more of you in our lives, Lord God, so that others, when they see us, they see you, Lord God. Lord God, you created us before. Lord God, we can't continue to go out and cry out and say that we are Jesus followers and we're still looking like the least of these, Lord God. When you see other religions striving and coming together and prospering, Lord God, around the board, Lord God, show us how to do that. Show us who we are in you. Show us that we are your people and we were created for greatness. We were created to be strong like oak. We were created to be historic, to go out and leave legacies, Lord God. Show us who we are in you today, Lord God. Let us walk in that in the fullness, Lord God, of who you are, Lord God. No more lack. No more comfortness. No more complacentness, Lord God. Allow us to be who you called us to be in this spirit realm on this earth today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, show us your glory in our lives, Lord God. Let us be that example for you, Lord God. Let us leave the legacy that you're creating for us to leave, Lord God. Let it be us today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, and we know that the enemy has no weapon against us. We stand on your word, Lord God, that greater is he is in us than he that is in the world, and you are he, and we love you, and we thank you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor, beautiful God. We love you so much, so much, so much, and we thank you in advance for the victory. We thank you in advance for the development we are through you, through us, Lord God. We thank you in advance for it all, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Stand firm. Be the oak that you are. And let God's light shine. Have an amazing day.